You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. Response. Don't just sit there and look. Can we give the Lord a shout now? Can we have the hallelujah part again? And let's lift our hands and exalt the King. Glory to the Lamb.
Hallelujah. We say glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is no one else worthy of worship but you, Lord. And we lift our hands to exalt you. We give you sweet incense, worship from our spirit. And we exalt you, Lord Father. We give you praise. Amen. Now, before you sit down, as I came and stood in the front, I perceived a tap to my right. And as I turned, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw somebody running. And I was asking the Lord, what's the meaning of this? And the Lord told me about somebody here. I don't know if this is your first time or you've been here before. You're on the run from someone. I don't know what the matter is, money, whatever it is, but I'm seeing you on the run. You have to be hiding, checking calls before you peek to be sure that they are not around. The Lord said to tell you, I will help you. Amen. That case is as good as settled. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Can we exalt God and give Him praise? Thank you. Please. Hallelujah. Can we bless God for streams of life? Amen. Thank you. Please, church, be seated. I have a very serious assignment to do this morning. Please, I want to make a request for all of us who are, oh Lord, for all of us who are in first service, let's try as much as we can that even after this service, you please connect to the teaching session of second service. Please do well to connect. By the grace of God, I've announced by Tuesday we start studying into the book of Revelations. And it's going to be an interesting journey. Amen. We're going to pick everything chapter by chapter. It is a book that prophetic books are books with locks. They are mysteries sealed for an appointed time. Is that okay now? And when it pleases God, He opens the eyes of men to see it. We're in that season. Is that okay now? That will enter into those revelations. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Alright. So, tonight, I want to... I'm sorry, this morning. Thank you. And please help me celebrate my beautiful wife. My wife is my dictionary. She hears English. Amen. Glory to God. Alright, This morning I want to show you something quickly, and I want you to please pay attention to it. Genesis chapter number 2. Let's start the reading from Genesis 2. If you are there, say amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Let's start the reading. I'm careful now so you can... You are a student of scriptures. Okay, don't worry. Let's start the reading from verse 8. So you can have comprehensive understanding. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. First thing you should see from this scripture is that Eden is not a garden, but in Eden there's a garden. Is that okay now? Eden is not a what? Garden. The word Eden means open heavens. Is that okay now? The word Eden means what? Open heavens. It also means the place of his presence. Alright? So, the place was called Eden because it was a place where the heaven was open upon the face of the earth. I'm going to explain that much later, but please follow me. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Verse 10, quickly. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden and from thence and all that part into four heads. So we jump a bit to verse 13. So Okay, let's go to verse 15. I think from there we are coming to the end of that. The Lord took the man and put him into the garden of Eden. That is, if we say, Bodija, you say, okay, let's say Mayfair, for instance. If you have passed through Osun State, Ilefe, you know there's Mayfair there. But if you have been to London or if you heard, there's also Mayfair in London. So you say, we can say Mayfair of Ife, not the one of London. The Lord took the man and put him into the garden of Eden, the garden in Eden, to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone and all that. But let's go back to verse 15. The Lord took the man and put him into the garden. And where is the garden located? Eden. To dress it and to what? Keep it. So, how do you keep a garden? Because we need to understand this. All right, for clarity, before I begin to explain this, give me that same Genesis 1 from verse 26 quickly. Genesis 1, 26. Thank you. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the heads and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Is that okay now? Genesis 2 verse 5. Quickly. Genesis 2. Yep. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. We are seeing things here. One, in Genesis 1:26, God made man. Is that okay now? And what did God say to this man? Alright? He made man in his own likeness. Came down and then gave him dominion. Gave him what? Dominion. Over creatures in different spheres. Is that okay now? He has dominion. The dominion God gave man as touching the earth is not absolute dominion. Absolute dominion will be in the context of the fact that man will still have dominion with or without God. The dominion that God gave man in the beginning is shared dominion. Now, there are many things locked in this scripture that your eyes need to be open to see. Is that okay now? You really need to see them. And I'm trusting God that we will see them. If, for one reason or the other, we don't come out at an end, then it means I will be forced to still continue on Tuesday. But I trust God we will. But I want you to please follow me fast. So let me show you something before I begin to explain this also. Is that okay now? Let's go back from the beginning. Genesis 1 from verse 1 to 2. Genesis 1 from verse 1 to 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. As a matter of fact, the word there is the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Is that okay now? And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was what? Light. You know, wherever there is darkness, the issue is not to complain, the issue is to bring light. So God took care of darkness. But we're going to understand this better in the context of Isaiah 60. Quickly. Isaiah chapter number 60, start reading from verse 1. Isaiah 60, thank you. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So wherever there is the work of darkness, what do we need? Light. What is in that light? The glory of the Lord. Is that okay now? So we're still going to break this down for clearer understanding. But look at it. For behold, the darkness shall cover the head. What shall cover the head? The darkness. Not darkness. The darkness. Alright? And shall cover the head. And gross darkness, the people. So, what is the disparity here? The head is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Is that okay now? So, the part that is the Lord, the darkness himself will be in charge. But gross darkness will now cover the people. Who are the people? Ah, Father. Revelation 13 from verse 1. Quickly. I prayed for you before this morning that as I'm going to have to go into some stores, you'll understand. Revelation 13, 1. I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise out of the sea. Whenever you see the word sea in the book of Revelations, mostly describes people. For instance, Revelations 4, you see scripture use the word, before the throne I see a sea of glass. Describes people who have conformed to his image. Glass reflects a personality. Is that okay now? Describes them. But the Bible says that upon these people, I see a beast rise. The word beast here, we later began to see the work of the word beast here. Is it verse 13 now or 12? Bible says that it would not allow people buy and sell. We're still going to go into this study, but I want to show you something. He exercised power upon the first beast. Okay, go give me the part. As if verse 15 now, saying nobody will be allowed to buy or sell and all those things. Quickly. Revelation 13. Thank you. Go back to verse 16. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand on their foreheads. Now understand this. The Bible was talking about that beast. Is that okay now? If you look at this scripture, you will see that there is not just one beast. The first beast is a system. The second beast is a person. The system will usher in the person. While the devil will have time for the church, the system will have time for the world. Go back to Isaiah 60 quickly. Quickly. If you look at the context of Matthew 16, Jesus was asking disciples, who do men say that I am? What did Peter say? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Definite articles. So when the Bible says that the darkness shall cover the earth, what is the intention of the darkness? Who is there? Give me that scripture. That will cover the earth. The intention is to bring the earth back to what we had. Genesis 1:1. Quickly. That's the intention of the darkness. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. So what the devil trying to do? He's trying to go back to the victory he once had. What did God do to take care of this? He set us on high, far above all principalities. Only those who are in that lower spheres will be under the grip. Will he empty it again? Yes, the earth will be destroyed again. Please stay. Something has been done to take care of this, and that's what you need to understand. Father, Lord, help us. Amen. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, as many as are operating in the flesh are under the grip of the devil. Those who have not allowed Christ into their life. Have you ever sat down to ask yourself a question and say, all those who have rejected Jesus, all the mass number of people in the world who have said no to Jesus, where will they go to? Hellfire. That's the question. That's the answer. Hell. You say, about those who are good? Hell. If good works can save anybody, there will be no need for Christ to die. It's the only way. I saw a video online. I saw a pastor says that we think Muslims are going to hellfire. Ha! Let me say this to you. That anybody is holding microphone in these days and time doesn't mean they represent Christ. They are ministers sophisticatedly under the grip of the enemy. And the devil is using them. And he's fattening them up for the kill. There are folks, there are criminals on the altar who have no business preaching. Who have no business preaching. So, you have to understand what I'm telling you now. Is that okay now? I've not told you the topic. The four phases of battle we have to fight in the last days were the presence of God. That's the topic. The four phases of battle we have to fight in the last days with the presence of God. Anyhow, you want to now frame it up, particularly the media. God will help you with dictionary. I don't know how. We have four phases of battle to fight with the presence. Amen. People of God, are you following me? Now look up. So, Father, help us. Look up, please. In the beginning, from the very beginning of things, something happened. You know, because Genesis was just written. So it is very possible to miss out on very important factors here. God finished something, but we're told that one was intact. The other was formless, shapeless. Is that okay now? It was in the shape of hopelessness. And what was the response of God to that chaotic situation on ground? There is no problem the devil wants to bring that God doesn't already have a solution. Is that okay now? The response of God was what? Light. What was the response? Light. What's the response? What's the response again? Light. To anything. It doesn't matter the level of what the devil wants to do. What's God's response always? Light. What do you need to navigate your way out of all the things the devil is doing? Light. If a family is under attack, they are dying and all those things, what do they need? Light. Let's understand the component of that light. John chapter number 1. Quickly, I want to lay a very formidable foundation. This man is going to work with me this morning. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Quickly. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. In Him was life, and that life was the light of... Oh Lord, help me. How to become? Drop your journals. Go back. To verse 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The word life here is not biological life. The word life here is the God kind of life. That's the word life. It's the God kind of what? Life. The God kind of what? Life. What's the name of the God kind of life? Zoe. Life is not wind. For instance, what happened in Genesis 1 when God came, and Genesis 2, and breathed into the nostrils of man? Is that okay now? The activity of that breath, the action of that breath, what the breath produced is Zoe. Is that okay now? But the breath itself is captured in John 3 verse 8 in a word, very strange word, the wind bloweth. That word breath is also captured in Ezekiel 37, and the wind from the Lord came. The word breath there, or the wind there, is the word pneuma. That's the Spirit. Is that okay now? So, when the Holy Spirit comes, what does it catalyze within us? Life. Like we have something to have, a lot of things to dig into, but just follow me. Alright, now go back to that John 1:4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Yes? And the light shineth in what? Darkness. And darkness comprehended it not. What does this mean? There's a light that shines in darkness, that darkness can't withstand it. But that light is a light for men, but a life also in men. Are you seeing that? That light is a light for men, but a life also in men. So, if there's darkness over the head, what's the solution to the darkness over the head? Men, not light, who are carrying life, in them is a life, and that life is the light of men. We can't talk about light without talking about light. We can't talk about light without talking about life. It is first a life. This is the protocol. Amen. In him is life, and that life is the light of men. That light shines in darkness, and darkness, wherever this true light is, it doesn't matter how deep darkness is, it cannot comprehend it. That is, there are, if you pass the light through a glass, right? It breaks into 7 colors. Your red, orange, indigo, green, violet, blue, and all that. The same thing happens in scripture. Isaiah chapter number 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of it. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. That's the first one it breaks into. The Lordship of God. The Spirit of the Lord. The second, the Spirit of wisdom. Third, understanding. Fourth, counsel. Fifth, might. Sixth, knowledge. And of the fear of the Lord. What does this mean? Where this... Don't forget the protocol. Where there is that wind of the Spirit, which you call revival, the Holy Ghost latch upon many people. As it passes through nations, split into 7 dimensions, fear of the Lord, Lordship of God, wisdom, knowledge, counsel, might. We can go through scriptures and you will see that nobody operates out of these 7 dimensions. That is also described as the 7 lampstand burning before the Lord. What does this mean? The meaning of this is that it is one light, but different radiation, different colors, different beauty, different purpose. One light. And that's what was captured in Ephesians 3 verse 10, to the intent that what the devil is seeing is just one spirit, but there are different dimensions. We're going somewhere. Quickly. To the intent that now unto principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Now give me Amplified translation quickly. That's the best I love for this place. Amplified. The purpose is that through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspect might be made known to angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in heavenly places. If the devil says what he wants to do in the last days is to invade systems, there are somebody who carries a dimension of that, that will enter into school, carries the spirit of knowledge, enters. If the devil says what he wants to do is to get political powers and authority and all those things, there is the spirit of what? Might. People will carry it. There is nothing the devil wants to bring that there is no dimension for. Are you following there? All these are a foundation. Why? The life that we carry within us is not just something with which we enjoy a different kind of life. It's not for enjoyment. It is actually for dominion. It's for dominion. It's for dominion. Why? The warfare that we have in these days and time can't be fought by men holding the microphone alone. If they try, they will go into extinction. Are you saying if all we have in the body of Christ are the ministry gifts, apostles, pastors, and teachers, are you saying Christianity may go into extinction? I am saying yes. Why? The devil will not come at you where you are the strongest. He will come at you in the areas you are weak. Are you following what I'm saying here? Meaning that we come to church, we dwell in his presence, we carry his life, that is also the light of men, and then everything we are learning must translate into practical works. There must be something every believer is doing to stop the works of the devil. Let me say it again. There must be something every believer is doing to stop the works of the devil. Sit down for a while. I'm still going to call the both of you. I want to show you something. We have a long way to go, and I'm only just laying foundations. But once I'm done laying foundation, the rest will become very easy. Are you following what I'm saying here? I want to show you something so you can understand. Let's look at the book of Romans, chapter number 12. Romans 12. Let's start from verse 4. Romans 12 from verse 4. Quickly. Now, can we all read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members of... Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, or he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, or he that ruleth with diligence, or he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave unto that which is good. Now let's go back to verse 8. Now look at it. Okay, no, go back to verse 7. Ministry. We saw prophecy and all those things. So there will be prophets. But there is also people, there are also people given to. Okay, go to verse 7 now and 8 quickly. There's prophecy, there's ministry. What does this mean? Those given the heart to serve. Service. When you see, we walk into the altar and then you see somebody coming, assisting with certain things. That's ministry. They are waiting. Ministering to others. Serving, waiting. And that's what Peter was saying in Acts 6, that it is not expedient for us to now wait at the tables. Alright? It's an assignment. And yes, you must understand that there are people who are given that assignment. And that doesn't mean in heaven they are less compared to those who are apostles. Let me say this to you. Our ranking is not depending on our ministry. Our ranking is depending on our growth. Spiritual stature is not a function of microphone or something. It is a function of growth. Yieldedness to the life of Christ. Simple. Are you following what I'm saying here? So in heaven, the reward is not because of the thousands we have reached out to. The reward is to the degree of faithfulness with the assignment you've been given. Simple. And that's why there will be surprises. People who didn't know what they've been given, they are not popular. Their assignment, there are people whose assignment won't require popularity. Please sit down. I taught a message in Lagos. You were there. How many of you were in that place? That was on Friday. Very brief time, but something very serious for the body of Christ to pick. I don't have time to go back into that. But skillfulness of the church in the last days, alright, will mean that nobody will mind being where they are placed to be, even if it don't require visibility. And I showed you a statistics of the world's best players from the 80s till now. Most of them are always strikers, alright, few midfielders and all. Alright, there are just few occasions you can see defenders coming. But if those guys are not on the pitch, the fellow who is awarded the world, he will not even have the result he should get to the point of getting that. Are you following what I'm saying? Wake up! Hallelujah. That's for everyone who are sleeping. Are you following what I'm saying here? If there will be few who can do all those things and at that level, it means there will be cooperation of many who will be contented knowing that this is their own calling. That's the wisdom that will marvel the devil. That's the wisdom. How that we now have armies that won't break their rank. This one is not saying, look at the person taking photographs. They go online and comment. Oh, wow. I celebrate you, Pastor. Forgetting that somebody snapped the picture you are even commenting on. But you see, the body of Christ will no longer be powerful the day that photographer says, what's the meaning of this nonsense? Think I'm just here to take photograph. Smash the camera on the ground and come and drag the microphone and say, me too, I want to preach now. In the kingdom, only dead men can stay in their place. Only dead men can stay in their place. I've told you this several times. It is possible to have energy, but they are wrong. You can go 40 days marathon because you want to be seen, not because you love God. That you are fasting doesn't mean you are in love. Get that straight. So, we are seeing that there are different multi-faceted aspects. Beyond microphone. Look at it. He mentioned mercy there. Mercy. Those are those who go into NGOs. Those who have initiatives. Are there people here who have initiatives? Let me see your hands up. You want different initiatives? I don't want to. Fantastic. Now, let me tell you something. People who are called, let's say that, to the office of an apostle. Is that okay now? Apostolic, set up camps for the Lord here and there and all. Or evangelists, preach souls. If they see you running an NGO for, let's say, let's say you are running an orphanage. Like, souls are perishing. That's the concern. But we will now have entered that wisdom. The moment an evangelist will stay and know that orphanage home, that one is running. If we can have many that will run more of those orphanage homes, in the next 10-15 years, my assignment as an evangelist will reduce. Why? The children that should grow up and become vagabonds on the street, this one is so strategic enough to have trapped them here. Is that okay now? They will begin to understand. We will now begin to complement each other. The nurse in the hospital will not just be a nurse who is just there. Yes, professional. Understand that. The Holy Ghost won't cover up for mental weakness. Professional. And the job. But as helping with delivery and all that, holding the heads of the baby and saying, you will serve God. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, come, push. One more. It is a spiritual programming. You know the reason why when Muslims give birth, They read the Quran to the ears of the child. That's the reason why when you are preaching to a Muslim, you are not just talking against knowledge. You are talking about a power. Strong. Strong spirit who has a grip over that person. And yet, they initiated them into it from birth. You say, babies don't, they don't hear anything. All that. Is that not the reason why your children at age 1, they're already nodding their heads to Tumba? Tumba is the song, right? What's that? Tumba is Fuji. Yeah, I know it. But how did you keep up? The same way I know it too. But do you get what I'm saying here? Somebody will say that the idea of this is that nobody will look at their talent as infinitesimal, something too small that can't be used. Somebody who has children may say that, well, I've not really heard anything, but my children are my ministry. These ones, they will grow as strong pillars in the house of God. Stay on them. We've seen where mothers raise apostles on their knees. We've seen where fathers disciple prophets in their homes. That we will man our duty posts. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me say this to you. For those of you who run NGOs and all those things, you want grants from international organizations. They are not just willing to give you money. They are giving you the money and their conditions. Things you must promote. Where is Mr. Oni? Is he here? Okay, you work with a major NGO in Lagos. Have you guys made any grants from any international organizations? Have you encountered what I'm talking about here now? Okay, you know of a few. Pastor Jumoke is not here. Please sit down. Is there anyone who's witnessed this before you write? No, requested for grant from companies. Okay. They tell you what they want you to promote. Nigeria can't buy many things now. We can't. There are things that we can't even do as a nation because we are not ready to promote homosexuality. As a matter of fact, let me say this to you. There are countries in the world that are ready to help Nigeria defeat Boko Haram the day Nigeria accepts homosexuality. So we're having the nations of the world. They are not just bringing their spoils, their merchandise. They are bringing it with their own kingdom influence. What does that spell out to the church? The one, there are people that God is intentionally opening up to billions and millions. They will understand that I am a treasurer for a kingdom whose builder and maker is God. That is, our money, let me say this to you. If you are looking at having money, millions and all those things, and you are saying, how that you two you will enjoy, you're going to wear Louis Vuitton and all those things. You are a rich fool. Your definition is already in the scripture. And what happened to rich fools? Their soul is always required early. The smallest way to live is to live for yourself alone. Those things are old school. Now we are having people who understand the agenda of the kingdom. I mean, if people will have to go out to apply for jobs, and unbelievers will want to sleep with them before they give them those jobs, is it not better for us to create those jobs in the kingdom? So what we are having is not just life that gives light to the world. It is a tool for dominion. It is the wisdom of God. Of all the works, that are on ground, I put them in 4 categories, and I'm going to list them as we begin to deal with them. Number 1, restoration and healing of wounded soldiers. Number 2, seeking the lost and maturing the saints. Seeking the lost and maturing the saints. Number 3, infiltration of systems. infiltration of systems. We are entering systems. Number four, taking the mountains of influence with the intention of establishing the kingdom on each mountain. Is that clear now? These are the four phases of assignment that we have in the last days. I want to show you some things that you need to pay attention to. People of God, please look up. Look up, please. One of the assignments that God is giving to us in these days and time, is that okay now? Is to restore and heal wounded soldiers. There are people, some are amongst us, but are injured. And there are people that used to be amongst us, but left because they are injured. The cause of injury can be in different forms. Number one, it could be activity of sin. Number two, which is a major one always, offense. Is that okay now? Number three, another very deadly weapon in the hands of the devil, condemnation. Is that okay now? Number four, lack of discernment of the church. These are the things that makes us lose soldiers. But please, it is important also for a balance that the church must know that there is a difference between a soldier that is wounded and a wolf discerning as a pretending as a soldier with the intention of devouring the sheep. If you don't discern wolves, you will have moon. Is that okay now? We have to discern wolves. But there are people who are wounded. For instance, I've shared the story with you. Oh Lord, help me. This is a very special time. Time is out. I've shared the story with you of a young boy that gave his life to Christ, a cultist, alright, and made a mistake, and the church began to raise prayer point that God should off his light. And he went back beyond, alright, all those things and became an addicted drunkard. So there are people that have run towards the church, but the church have not been patient enough to know the dealings with baby Christians. Is that okay now? The closest in character of a wolf is a baby Christian. Yeah. The closest in the character of a wolf is a what? Baby Christian. But these ones have a good heart. They are ready to learn and be matured. But they may also cause similar damage. They may cause what? Similar damage. But they have, if you can teach them, they will really learn. But they may cause similar damage. They are baby Christians. Alright? And offense. The moment the devil plants the seed of offense in a person's heart, no virtue can flow towards them. Offense first offenses the flow of virtue. It doesn't matter what you are saying and how you are saying them. The moment the heart is clouded with offense, it will be received in a different light. Offense is not a product of what somebody is doing. It's a product of the state of somebody's mind. Is that okay now? Offense, the mind, the art of offense teaches the offended what the offended should hear. No. You must understand that. Is that okay now? The art of the offended. If you do something, the person's art will re-educate the person that, no, that's what the fellow means. If the fellow was looking somewhere you were greeting, the heart of the offender will say that this fellow doesn't honor you, that's why you were greeting. For the sake of sanity of your mind in these days and time, choose what you believe. I have a conclusion as a leader. Is that okay now? Everything that happens between a leader and people starts with the state of mind. The moment my state of mind is affected towards you, it doesn't matter what you do, I see you in that light. So, I don't have to guide actions if I can guide my heart. If my heart is guided, check the conclusions you have about people. Check them. There are ministries and ministers that no longer bless you, not because of the things they've done, but because of the things you've heard. Is that okay now? These are things that happen. And then there's also the operation of condemnation. You have made a mistake. God has forgiven you. Provisions have been made. But here is the devil telling you that, you know, this your mistake defines you. That's the lie of the devil. Scripture says in Romans 8 from verse 1, there is now therefore no more what? Condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Condemnation is not the same thing as repentance. No. Condemnation tells you that now that you have done this, do you know that you're no longer qualified for something God has said before? Condemnation is the voice that sends you far away because of your mistakes. It tells you God doesn't have any need of you again. Are you following what I'm saying here? The righteous will fall once and be raised seven times. If God should mark men by sin, none of us will stand there and be qualified to preach. And I've told you before, if God forgives you and you fail to forgive yourself, the issue you have is not the righteousness, it is pride. You feel too big to fall. Is that okay? And that's the reason why you fell in the first place. Say, as I am now, after all the things we've been through, what did you go through? Peter was with Jesus for 3.5 years. He still denied him. You can see, that's a very good example. Look at the disparity between Peter's response and Judas' response. One was condemnation, the other one was regret and repentance. How do you know it is condemnation that you are about to away, sends you away? Then there's also the mistake of the church, the insensitivity of the church. And that happens when, for instance, now, the way we are now, love is a good thing in church, right? But love can also become the weapon that will destroy baby Christians. In the sense that they come to a midst of community of Christians, they are so much into themselves, they forgot to open the door for others to come in. People come to church, say these people, they love themselves, but even we that just come, they are not even giving way. That's when you see a church, they have cliques, they have this. People have made mistakes and all those things. Please, always discern. There is discipline, but there is also rejection. There are two different things. Is that okay now? There is what? Discipline. But there's also the point of the church. Say, go. Look at you. That fellow has aborted. Hey, yeah. Can't be amongst us. This. Are you seeing that? That's somebody who feels so holy. And guess what? At the end of the day, what determines who God uses is not qualification. Let me show you a scripture and then we'll round up. Psalms 51 from verse 16. Give us message translation. Psalms 51 verse 16. Church, stand up as we read this together. This will humble all our minds. Psalms 51 verse 16. Look at this, people of God. Going through the motions doesn't please you. A flawless performance is nothing to you. I learned God worship when my pride was shattered. Heart shattered lives ready for love. Done for a moment to escape God's notice. It doesn't matter when the fellow gave his life to Christ. If the fellow is in a condition of humility like this, God will use the fellow. He will find vessel in the individual. Some people are too good. God can't use them because he won't take the glory. They feel qualified. They've marked out the things they are qualified for. And God looks, if I use this person at all. But let me tell you something. How do I describe this? There are different kind of vessels in the hands of God. There are special vessels. I'm trying to say something. I don't want the devil to confuse you. If a snake bites a person, you need that same snake to get the antivenin to use for the individual. There are people that have been beaten by the snakes of the world. They've been in the world. They are the best strategic individuals to help those who are in that condition because they understand what it means to be there. That's the reason why we can't have all churches like Sphere of Light Church. There are going to be churches that their assignment is focused on those who go to club and all those things. You look at them and say, they seem to be worldly in their approach. Those people that they are reaching out to, they won't understand us if we are all that exists. The idea of beast is that there is only one church in the world, the Church of Christ, and it is in different colors. When you understand this, we'll understand that if we get to the same area and another church is there, we have not come as competitors, but as people who complement each other. We study the assignment of that church. I tell you, since we started project, we've had to help many ministries get many things done. Auditorium, many things. Because we understand that what is left on earth can't be done by us alone. That you are the only one is not a blessing. We have to be many. Humble yourselves. Your qualifications are the reason why God has not found a vessel in you. God doesn't use the qualified. He qualifies men for his use. Humble yourself. And let me warn you. Stop hiding your scars. They are your glory point. They show what Christ has done. Is that okay now? Stop hiding your scars. People tell stories. There are people who want to come to church and find someone that can relate with them. Like, do you know what I'm going through? I need someone. Can you relate with this? This fellow can, but where, you know, why? When you stop all those things, you restrict the power of redemption from flowing through you. You've made a mistake before. You'll be very awakened and alert to those who are making those mistakes. The best pastors amongst us may not have pulpit, just homes, home cells, meeting people. They come, encourage them. These people are very powerful. They are almost in the hands of God. But there's no name to that ministry, just passion. Hey! In this season, the Great Commission is our ambition. That's what we do. That's the focus. If the church can have this revelation, my God, that's when we'll now raise the banner of the Lord. Understand that in church, there are people who are experts with different... yesterday I was at the train station in Lagos. I was looking at the mighty edifice built. And I sat down and I just said, oh Lord, that in the next 5 years, this is what church will look like. Let me explain. Church will not just be a place with auditorium, but there are also tech rooms. Techs here, fashion school there, and all those things there. We have people in church that's their own assignment. They are building games. These ones are into animations. These ones are into that. Because now we need people like that. Our children are being given animations with homosexuality content and all those things. So we need industries. We need people that will push Netflix aside and bring that which is of the kingdom at a lower price. Why do you think Mount Zion stopped selling movies? That's passion. Are you following? That's the vision I have. In the next few years. After auditorium, complexes there. You go up, you can see a tech organization. There's somebody who is already doing what I'm saying now. His name is Bishop T.D. Jakes. Check. They've reduced crime in that their environment. Bill Winston also is doing this. They've reduced crime drastically because now they are getting those children engaged in activity. Travel to Chicago, South Side, and all those. See all those things happening. Now churches are bringing them down because we are discovering that our assignment can't end with just dropping mic. All these things have to be translated. We need to have our own schools. We need to have our own institution. Not just in Nigeria, in Canada, in the UK, and all those places. Where we determine what the children learn. So understand that all those things that you are called to do is not a reckless ambition. They can become a tool for the kingdom. I can preach and all those things. I can't go and become minister for information in Nigeria now. This is my own assignment, but I can raise a minister for information. And look at what happened yesterday in Warri. Is that not a beautiful sight to see? Was that not a beautiful sight to see? That a king will be crowned and they will crown Jesus as king before the whole deities. Check all the entourage of those who are entering with the wife of the king. They are all pastors. I was watching them. I said, say, Jesus Christ. I told my wife, I said, this guy, like he was born to be a king all his life. You can see the hand of God upon that life. So we'll have people. God told me, January 2019, if you have done your work diligently and kings call you to stand before them, don't reject it. Don't just say your reward is in heaven. There are things that God will reward you on earth so you can motivate others to rise. Are you following me? We've gone past time, but I pray these words will bear fruit in you. Can I hear that amen loud and clear? I pray that which you have in your hands, you will not look down on it. in the name of Jesus. You will not look down on it in the name of Jesus. I decree that you will enjoy the help of God. You will enjoy His mercies. In this season, wisdom will be exploding in your hearts. You will know what to do. Never confuse the day in your life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now put those hands together for Jesus.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.